Hi, I'm Stan Hendricks, a firefighter in Cameron, Missouri. Part of my job is to shoot training and review video of major fire, accident, and weather events. This podcast is the audio track from one of those events. In April 2006, a line of storms in our area produced several tornadoes. Normally, fire trucks are dispatched around the area for storm spotting, but on this night, the truck I was on was sent to assist another department from a nearby town. Their department was responding to reports of storm damage with injuries. What you'll hear will be the audio from inside our main pumper truck known as Truck 4. And be warned, the language is pretty strong sometimes. You'll hear radio traffic from other trucks identified by their numbers, as well as chatter from our Fire Chief number 140 and Assistant Chief number 145. Our firehouse is on the air, as well as our central 911 dispatcher known as Cameron PD. Other traffic will include calls for our ambulance and communications between our truck and the scene commander from the town we're going to. His radio number is 500. Amongst all the other confusion, you'll hear the men in the truck use their cell phones to call loved ones and warn them of a funnel they've spotted headed right for their hometown. It's organized chaos and can be quite confusing, but this is just how it really sounds in a response. You'll be riding in a truck with five people. The driver is Captain Fritz, riding shotgun and running the radios is Captain Mike. In the back seat are firefighters Scott, Clyde, and Stan. That's me. The sound starts as our truck rolls out of the firehouse. The town we're going to is about 8 miles away. Our GPS wasn't working properly, so when we got close to the area, we asked for directions and were told simply, turn left at the seat cushion. We thought that was odd until we came on some storm debris in the road, and sure enough, there was a sofa seat cushion laying in the middle of an intersection, pointing which way to go. Well, I've said enough. Now enjoy a ride from the perspective of a firefighter on your way to a call. So put on your turnout gear, strap on your helmet, buckle your safety belt, and let's go.
We are en route to 33 Highway in Baker Road. DeKalb County has a confirmed house destruction with injuries.
Turn on some wipers,
Rick. 10-4-10-4 en route.
It's a damn siren.
West of us. It was just a real small line that just kind of blew up. Just up.
Yeah.
lobbyist on private wire when I get any responses.
W. Jones.
Hey, we need to call him out.
That storm is south and a little bit east of us. You can see the big back end of that wall cloud. See it back there?
Seven o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Oh yeah, it's getting out.
Yeah, and it's way back behind us, too. Headed towards Cameron, looks like.
Go ahead, 500. We'll let you know.
Did you copy that traffic?
Yes, we're going to head back south. We're turning around, going to head back south.
My mailbox is
here. Copy that. Thank you.
What's to do?
10-4.
You want to check with truck 4 and see if they need to move this since we can talk about it.
I'll wait until they got up there and see what they had.
Okay, I can sit middle.
Give me some room.
Straighten up a little bit.
He's backing up.
Yeah, he's got it. Okay.
Shit wiped out over here. We come by. I wonder what's south of right there.
Drop truck 4. Go ahead, Cameron. Roger, 23S. Yeah, we were just about 23 at the first scene, and they're turning us around and sending us back south to another location.
Well, let us know if you need help up there.
10-4, at this time, I think we're in good shape. How's everything in town?
Checking here in a little while.
Hello.
Pizza.
Hello.
Truck 4 firehouse. Did that one go east of, or west of town, or did it hit the south end?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be checking it here just a minute. Go ahead, 145. Again, you've got the trucks available. You can see out in the rural area.
You want to check that house? You want to check this house?
There's somebody on the front porch.
The switch is in the middle, Mike.
Did you see where that came through at? Did you see where that came through at? Yes. So it came to the east of you?
Hello, Jacob.
Well, it could be a straight line.
Okay, thank you. We're going to check south and over now.
Is
that okay? All right.
How much damage and where do we have it in the North Bay area?
I'm trying to do it, truck 7.
Truck 7.
Do a truck 7 when you started search south and southwest of town.
Came down over here and came across, but the Donnie's.
Hey, 10-4, 2-copy. 7-copy.
I'm not sure why I got it came back behind you.
Got to watch for snapped off utility poles.
Yeah, I think.
If I have to, I'm trying to look around. You want me to watch the road? What the hell?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to suck all the fun out of the job for you.
Let's go to the next road.
145, I see.
Head back to the back
that way. Yeah, back to the left. Want me to go north and south all the way, up in that area and check?
See if we can pick up where it crossed.
Make that 145, if you want to go south, just south.
South
of
town. Right. In the
that barn over there, I'm thinking it was came to the west side of that guy back then. He said it came over here and came across. God damn telephone. Hello? What? Well, we're over here searching for where one of them came through at. There's whiskey on that. Good deal.
Lights up here.
I have other two cameras truck 4.
Hold on a second, Arch. Go ahead, Cameron or Osborne. Go ahead and switch me to camera on.
Probably didn't get rain here, did they?
Not the road quick.
Camera took 4 dogs or 500. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Right now we have people checking the area. So far we've only found one damaged house and
probably going to head back to the camera. That's all right.
Stand for us. We appreciate your help. So far, we've had no injuries. No traps.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think everything's past us. We're over in Austin looking for stuff.
Yeah,
as far as we can go.
All right. Love you. Do we have some trucks that went south of town? If you do, I'm just going to come on fast.
Which place is that back here?
This is a south. This is
thanks for joining me on this audio tour of our fire department response. The end result that night was that damage from the tornadoes was pretty well limited to tearing up farm fields and rural areas without any lives lost, only minor injuries and damage to a handful of houses that were in their path. This wasn't our most intense night by any means, but it was the only one that I happened to be in our main responding pumper truck with my camera at the time. I hope you enjoyed the ride. Now the next time you hear those wailing fire truck sirens go screaming past your house, you'll have an idea what's going on inside. Thanks for listening.